With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers five times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
There is a chance.
Yeah, there's a chance.
Things could go faster.
We had to make a decision.
Yeah.
And we made the decision that it would be 2022. And if we have to try to find something in 2021,
yeah,
we will.
Yeah.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Oh. I didn't mean play.
What are you doing, Linda?
Guys, we're back in the car watching the boys play hockey because there's nothing else to do. My husband said to me today, what do you want to do today?
Like joking?
No.
No, 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 no. Serious? No.
Yes.
And what did you say?
I don't really know what there is to do.
He's, yeah, give me some options.
He said go to your brother's.
Oh, okay. Okay, so he's looking to get out.
No, he's like, you could go to your brother's. And then I was like, but then I called my brother, and my brother's taking his baby to my mother's so he can go with his wife on a walk with the dog. You know what I mean?
Your brother.
You know, my brother's baby is probably by tomorrow night sleep trained. Like 7 to 7.
Let me also tell you, your brother, it's funny because it's okay. Let's just talk about this for a second. So, sons with moms versus girls with moms have two very different relationships. So a son, I feel like, is less conscious of putting something on their mom or burdening their mom, because as moms, we know. So you're very conscious when you ask your mom to do things, mm-hmm, and you're like, you know what? I've asked her too many times. I'm not going to ask, mm-hmm, again because it's her time. Not that she wouldn't say yes or no, but, mm-hmm, because, you know, so it's so, mm-hmm, interesting that, because I would be like, oh God, she's done so much for me. I'm not going to ask unless she offered.
I think he also, yes, right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
But she's less of an offerer in general.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So he has no problem. Do you know how much we talk about before we ask your mom?
No, like, I know, but
you really rank it on what you have coming up for the week.
I do. And I do more now, but I did have like years. 11 years where he didn't have any, and my mom wasn't even retired then.
Now no, but you know retired. What I'm
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, no, totally.
I overall think that, yeah. I wonder, I'm not a dude, so I don't know. Maybe if I was a dude, I could answer that for you. But other way, yeah. Yeah. I wonder if we were men and we had our moms that we have, like my brothers, what that would look like.
Well.
Because they have their moms.
Well, what does your brother do?
He just calls on up and says, hey.
Yeah.
With feeling zero, just the ask is, will you do this? Okay, great.
Yeah.
Interesting. Where I'm like, okay, my mom's.
I feel bad. Is she like, oh, yeah.
Oh God, I want to ask. I don't want to make her. It's just, I do find it, this phenomenon of women. How are we going to make our girls not give two AFs?
I think we're on a good start with those two. I don't know if my daughter ever wants to be with a man or a woman. Like, I just, I think she just wants to be with herself. You know, I think everyone else, except for Olivia, just kind of disappoints her. You know what I mean? I mean, she's never had a boyfriend, so I don't.
I mean, she is 11. She just turned 12.
So she did have a little boyfriend for a while. That, yeah, I don't know. She thinks the boys her age, like, this is so weird for, like, teens and tweens, because girls and boys are at such different levels. And this isn't, like, always, you know? But Taylor and her friend were over, and they were talking about the couple of boys they have in their class.
Because your husband, you have a man that lives in your house. It is so weird. Didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm just watching a man that you go and live in that house with, and then
she's not even from this country.
And then he puts a sausage in your vagina. It's just really, when you see them walk, and I often look, I'm like, you're here. That's so weird.
I think about that with every couple.
No, I know, but I had a moment watching him, like, he was carrying, like, now he goes in.
And then later tonight, he tries to slip it in.
And then I'm like, you've talked to that person all the time.
And that house is a man and a woman, and that house,
this
and
is
that
my
house,
point.
And that house, like, all these people.
A man and a woman.
I know.
And some have two women.
Yeah.
Some have two men.
Barely compared.
And some are on their own.
My street is nicely sprinkled.
Yeah.
With gay couples, which is nice. And hopefully that'll just become more and more, because inevitably there's lots of people sitting inside that house saying, God, I wish I was with the same sex.
I watch this and I'm like, wow, this is, you know, such, and then you break up with one, and then you're always searching for another one, for like someone else to come in. But don't they know by then that something, there's problems no matter where you go. There's no one that's perfect.
I have a cousin who got a baby on her own, and she's just not on the hunt. She's like, it's fine. I have my daughter. Fish.
If I was a single woman, I would prioritize getting a baby over a man.
Yeah.
Your baby will take it. Here we go.
And your baby is, okay, here we go.
Hi. Where's the ring? Okay, she'll be there at 2. So get your stuff on. Yep, it's 2:02. Go get your stuff and go out front, okay?
Okay.
It's like the management, just seeing men, and then you have to talk about, like, what's for dinner? What do you want for dinner?
With this stranger that lives in your house.
It is such a weird, do they ever stop and think about it? I'm married to you. I married this woman. Mm-mm. Could have been really anyone.
I mean, yeah, it could have been anyone. It could have been anyone.
Especially for him in America.
Oh, it could have been, like, the chances of it being me were very, very slim.
It could have been anybody. Yeah.
Yep.
Sorry, I did not mean to interrupt your question.
I was thinking about that when I saw, like, Johnny and Sally from Love Island and how they ended up together. And I'm like, now you're together because boys and girls find each other and they find love, and then they go live life.
I was watching him walk down the street and then into your house. Like,
mine.
That's your house.
My house.
See that as, like, he's a visitor in your house.
Like, this is my neighborhood. This is where I grew up.
Well, also, we've had that house to ourselves for so many years. Like, if you think, like, our studios, our Facebook live show, the renovation, like, I think of you in that house, and then everyone else's visitors that come, your kids used to just sleep there and come home after school. You know what I mean? You use that house.
I lost my house.
You use that house all day, every day.
Yeah.
All day. I mean, really, if we were to add up the amount of
time. Nobody used to judge the amount of time. Or maybe even if they're not judging, I feel like they're judging the amount of time I spend in my bed. I spend a lot less time in my bed lately. That's no fun.
Right.
I love that for me. That's part of me. That's who I am.
That's part of me.
Laying in bed.
I do feel that for you.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, you're getting better at not doing it, though.
No, but I want to do it more.
Oh, yeah, no, you didn't want to do it anymore.
That's part of my thing.
Like, you miss it or you want to do it?
It's like, it's where I belong.
it was where you belong. Sorry, you were talking about your teen or tween.
Like, it's just so weird, the difference between boys and girls, and that they have very small class and they have two boys. And I asked one of the girls in class, they cued or whatever. And she's like, they are so small.
Oh, tiny.
The boys are tiny.
Not for, just for now.
Just for now. But these girls are like our size. And the boy. Right. So she's like, how could I like him? Like, he's literally the size of my little brother.
Yeah. No, I mean, when I saw those two kids walking in front of me talking about getting drunk, I had to check myself.
Were they boys?
Yeah, they were boys, and they looked like they were in grade three. And their Max was as tall as them.
It's so funny. Is Teddy and Max going to look that small at one point compared to girls?
I don't think Max will ever look small. I've never known him to be small. It just depends on, he will always be tall, but whether or not he hits puberty and looks like a boy or like a boy in puberty, I don't know what that will look. I should ask Mark when he hit puberty.
You should ask him. And I told you, my brother was always the tallest in his class up till grade six.
Oh my God. And
tallest. Mark like was taller than everybody.
Mark was thick. Like, he was always like a wide, like he, there was nothing. Max is like, I mean, Max is like
a waif,
a wire. Mm-hmm. Like, he's like a wire. He's like tall, wiry. His arms are so long. His head is so big. He isn't filled out.
No.
For his sake, I hope he's not skinny his whole life.
Well, he'll have to work out. That's what Mark's brother did. He was so lanky for so long. And actually, my brother John too, same. So lanky.
And they bulked up.
And then they bulked up, and all of a sudden they had a body.
Okay. So I'll get him to bulk up.
Yeah, just hit the gym, you know?
It's like, I can put my,
give him some protein and get him to work.
I can put my hands. And that kid, you know, like, he's the kid who like will have like two bites of an ice cream, like, I'm full. And I'm like, who are you?
Mm.
Or like, I just want a salad. Like, chicken fingers, french fries, a burger, and a salad. Just a salad.
Just a salad. Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. Like, and then Olivia's like, can I have like a chocolate bar for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? And then some grilled
after
cheese.
After I'm done my Chipotle, could you order me a hot dog? I love her for that.
Literally.
I love her.
And we'll go to McDonald's. Well, she'll get chicken nuggets and a burger. And she's
I didn't learn that you could get nuggets and a burger till I think I was in my 20s.
Technically, that's two meals.
Yeah, but it's like then you get a variety. My friend Allie, she taught me that. And I was like, it's okay to do this?
I don't judge it. I just laugh that my daughter is like, they love food as much as we love food. Is thinking about food. She woke up and took up just feeling like a panini. It's like 10:30. But she was supposed to go out for a walk with her friend. And I'm like, she's like, but we usually get grilled cheese. And I'm like, go ahead with your panini, then get another one later. Every day she comes down and makes a panini.
Where do they get another grilled cheese?
At that cafe that's open. Then they go to the parkette and sit at the parkette.
Oh, that's what they're doing.
Yes.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it's open. So they're going to go and sit at the parkette.
Oh, so two, that's good. Two grilled cheeses. Yeah. Wonder what's for dinner.
She wants sushi.
Oh, she's craving sushi. I like it. She already knows.
Yeah, she's like, I think we'll have sushi tonight for dinner, Mom.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions
and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Guys, you know what's so funny is having teens and tweens, like when there are tweens are large people, okay? Mm. So when they act immature and you look at them, but they're 11 and 12 respectively, so they're going to be immature. But mm-hmm. when I see them acting like that, and then I know at 12 years old, people were playing like put your hand down your pants and give me a hand job in a circle and like making out.
Wow.
I was like, this game does not seem like fun. Why would I want to go to
imagine Olivia playing that game.
More Taylor in a moist, dark place at 12 years old.
I think she'd be like, this is so inappropriate. Yeah. When is she going to start thinking it's appropriate? That's my question.
I don't think ever. I think she'll just fall in love at a certain age. And
then the boy will be like, put your hand on my penis. And she'll be like, okay, that's weird.
Or they'll be like, we respect each other's bodies so much.
Yeah.
We're just going to not even hold hands. We're just going to, you know, we're just a couple who don't. Fornicate.
I wonder what, isn't it funny to think about what your daughter, the kind of guy she'll be attracted to? Now, I know that, like, when you're, when you're young, you try out all things. Like, I mean,
Pardon?
Yeah, you try, when you're young, you, like, you don't know what your type is. You just, like, go for the boy who's, like, cool in school.
All things,
no. Like... And then, like, eventually you kind of get, like a type, you know?
Well, how do they get experience, like, boys? Like, they just watch, like, YouTube videos and then they go and try the moves?
Honestly, I just learned from, like, I avoided all the moves and just kissed for so long.
Yeah.
The worst when I knew I had to give him a hand up. I had no idea how to do it.
No. But why? You don't have to, by the way.
Yeah, but you kind if he's doing something, you should, you know, it's kind
of. Yeah, fuck it. You know, woman empowerment.
No.
You like this? Good. Because I'm not doing you, babe.
No.
Yeah. Why not? You know what? A lot of guys like doing that to the girl. You do not have to reciprocate if you do not. It's not tit for tat. You know what? No way. Nope. I'm a good lay, by the way.
Oh, God. Oh, I love that this dad comes out and plays. What a nice guy.
Or he's got nothing to do.
Well, that's true. But it's really nice for the boys to have a dad, you know?
Maybe he's hoping someone pops by.
Like me?
Yeah. He's hoping you come out for a beer.
I know, but it's...
imagine I'm like, I do an announcement, Natalie's sober, and the whole street's like, oh.
Oh, yeah. No. I remember the last time I tried to not drink, he was like, please, come on.
Oh, he peer pressured you.
No, he was like, come on, this is, you know how he is. This is the worst news I've ever heard. And I was like, I hear you. But my brother is also dry right now, too. It's not like I'm trying to do dry January.
I'm always dry. So I'm always dry until it's not like I'm a great friend to have because... I will drink with you when you ask me to, and then I won't. Yeah. It's not like I'm like, oh, Natalie, I'm having drinks. You should come over and have a drink, you know? And my glass of wine is like, if I have one, I get over it by like half a glass. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah. It's easy though when you've committed to not doing it to just not do it. You know what I mean? It's like, it's off the
there.
Table. Yeah.
I would have no problem doing
no,
it.
No, you would have.
I would have.
That is not your challenge.
I've had zero problem doing.
That's a really lucky thing to not have on your plate. A lot of people, that's one of their biggest ish.
I know, and think about my mom.
What about her?
I mean, she loves to drink.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like she's at an age where she should never go dry. Just oh,
I think she's done, like, no, this has been, my parents love to have cocktails. That is a very big part of what they do on weekends and what they do. Like, that
is your, oh, this is close. Does your dad still?
Yeah, he loves martini. Good. Oh, yeah, my dad loves wine, martini. Like, it's very much part of their culture.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever culture I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The grandparent culture. Yeah. The grandparent, like, I think it really is something that...
And I don't think grandparents, like, I don't think that they would ever, like, go dry. Like, my mom would never...
But grandma would never be like, I'm going to have a glass of wine. I'm going to have five glasses. Like, grandma wouldn't polish off a bottle of wine.
I mean, unless we're having a big dinner party.
Yes, who knows? Not Sunday. She's not going to be like, I'm going to rip up a bottle of wine by myself and...
No, but she drinks wine every day.
She does?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, then I can start doing that. I should try that.
Oh, yeah.
I really tried last COVID. Really tried COVID part one.
You should get back on it. Yeah, you should get back on it. And anyways, I live vicariously. Like, when we did the podcast and you're drinking red wine, I was like, good. I feel like every sip you have, I'm having it.
The only reason I don't is for two reasons. Number one, it's much more fun with people, in my opinion, because I don't, it's like kind of like, you know.
And I love doing it alone.
And
like, if Mark was away and I was like all by myself, I would definitely drink.
You'd definitely have a glass of wine.
Yeah, I'd actually, like, if he left now, even when I'm not drinking, I'd probably drink.
Because it's like a luxury,
right? It's like a little party for myself.
You're like, woo, woo,
woo.
Yeah, no, I don't, I don't. Oh, he's leaving. Just getting him started.
Nice. What a man. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
He's a really nice guy. Yeah, but he's a very nice man.
Very nice man. He got all the boys started. He did a puck drop and he's out of here.
Oh, that was amazing.
So we got some terrible news.
Yeah.
I mean,
we did.
I mean, that text message you sent me.
Oh, I meant the call we had.
That was okay. So the call we had, I actually was that they're basically like, listen, heads up, tour in 2021 is most likely not happening unless it's in December and probably in Canada, maybe. So we were like, okay. Hard pill to swallow. I'm not sure how we thought we were getting out sooner than that, to be honest with you. Like, I didn't know.
Because originally I thought everyone was going to be vaccinated by the summer.
Got it.
That's why I told you no May, but yes, like, potentially summer in September.
So that's not happening. So we will be pushing everything till 2022.
And we're not here to, like, be the bearer of bad news. Like, one of our people were like, wait, if you're doing Canada and you're saying that's not next time you're going, does that mean you're not coming out in May? I'm like, seriously? I'm like, I want to tell you yes so bad, but based on my news and everything that I know, no, we're definitely not coming to Boston in May.
What a dick bag. Are you meaning to try to hit them?
Was he so close to them?
Yes.
Yeah.
May is... No, it's not up to us. I would be there in May. Like, I would 100% be there in May. But they're saying that they said two things. Number one, that America, oh, my God. I might have to go police out there.
I know.
I might have to get a whistle.
Yeah. See, this is why everybody yells at the cars.
And a flag. So they're saying that, you know, number one, it's really beyond COVID. There's a really tumultuous political situation in America, which is kind of taking away from the COVID. Like, what's happening isn't happening. They're like, if the new administration comes in and they like go crazy with vaccinations, then that'll be a different story. But I was like, how are we supposed to predict, like, and again, tell everyone we're coming and then cancel it again and be like, we're not coming. So one of our team members who lives in Nashville, who is in around our age, is like, I am not on the vaccination schedule until December.
Oh,
so
okay.
She was like, if I and our other team member, same age as us, said the same thing.
Mm.
So, you know, they were like, if this is, you know, which is like the 30 to 45, like 30, whatever, 30-ish, like 30. So I think it's like 30 to 40 age. And then there's like 20 to 30. Like, I'm sure they're doing it like that.
Yeah.
So she's like, we're December.
Slotted for December. Got
it. So you are like one of the lowest categories. So
you just got to be realistic because we don't want to keep getting people's hopes up. And, you know, money right now is tight for everyone. So you don't want to go get them to put their money and buy tickets when we're just going to have to postpone. Might as well use your money, while you can. And then hopefully things turn around. But I did, you know, I can always try and find like a tiny shimmer of hope when they say
glimmer
unless the new administration comes in and does something different. I mean, that's a word that just says there is a chance.
Yeah, there's a chance.
Things could go faster.
We had to make a decision.
Yeah.
And we made the decision that it would be 2022. And if we have to try to find something in 2021,
yeah,
we will.
Yeah.
But
we'll rent out a theater. We'll put it on our backs. And if it's able and no promoters are able to do it, we will do it. And we'll come to you if it's a possibility.
She's like, there is a possibility. What you could do is 20% over 5 nights. So it becomes 100% over 5 nights. And I'm like, so you're telling me we have to pay a full team for 20% each night. So we basically lose money. And she's like, well, yeah, but I need to give you the option. I'm like, yeah, no, we're not doing 20. Can you imagine people in every like seventh row?
That's not the kind of fun we're looking to have. We're not going to host a party unless it's a party, like a cat and nat party. And it's also, again, you know, we talk about COVID because it consumes our lives. But it's so weird. One of our friends, Curtis, who you guys have seen on our Late Night Live. And Late Night Live, again, is a virtual party that we host that really brings out so many of the elements that we do in our live show. When we can't get to you, it's the next best thing. And we always include hot guys. So Curtis, we found through TikTok and Instagram, and we've become, you know, friendly with him. They've been on him and his brother or whoever the person is,
but on our show twice. Whoever it is these days.
Whatever. They have been on our show twice. They're really good sports, but I'm watching their Insta stories last night, and they are going to it. Top Golf, and then they're going and they're at a place like a bar where there's like fried food and celery sticks and all that. And he says, yeah, no, people don't, people aren't wearing their masks.
It's not a thing.
We basically can live our life. And that is so outrageous to think about when you see the text from the people in LA and we know what it's like living here, to think that they're just living their lives and they have children. So the kids are living their lives too.
I totally,
where is that? Houston?
No, not Carolinas.
Oh.
North Carolina or South. He's in Carolina, okay. South Carolina. But I saw an Instagram, or actually, I saw a Facebook post yesterday, and I was like, you know, we talk so much about, like, how COVID, you know, when people in the government say that it's not real, and I can only imagine how
frustrating that is.
Well, especially for the frontline workers.
Yeah.
I saw this post and it was like, you know, I don't want to see any awards given. I think we're not taking the time to think, you know, frontline workers who are, you know, working around the clock, sleeping at the hospital, like doing, you know, usually they do 3 beds or doing like 10 beds and not able to get to people. And like,
oh, and they have, and the hospital, they're turning away people.
Yeah.
Who will not survive.
Yeah. And I think it's just, I really, you know, when I complain about not being able to have my kids back at school, I'm like, well, if it helps someone in the hospital be able to, you know, not have to work 24 hours a day and have people turned away, then fuck, we can do it. You know, like,
does that mean that where he lives, the it's not that bad?
I don't think that's the case. I think that
they all, but also,
are they in a small town?
I don't know, but I do think that they have, it seems like they have more capacity over there.
Yeah. And maybe they're moving people, but in Toronto right now, we have no more capacity. So that is something that we are like understanding. And, you know, everyone's like, well, what are your numbers? And they're like, our numbers are here in Texas and we're still back at school, you know? And I'm like, I don't think you can compare apple to apple, because basically if we have no more room in our hospitals, and the chief of medicals are like, listen, we can't do this, then you all need to figure this out. Like, we're done. Mm-hmm. You have to make the decision when you're done. So I don't think you can, numbers mean nothing if there's no more room in the hospital.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Linda.
We got a message from someone last night that watching little boys play hockey.
And he loves to celebrate, by the way.
It's such a joy.
Which is highly illegal.
Yes, I know.
But he is like, I am fucking wicked.
Yeah, and he's like, look, Tucker, I scored. Tucker's like, yeah, great, carry on. Keep going.
Because Max likes, he wants everyone to, like, he would love to chest bump everyone after, everybody.
He's still smiling about it.
Yeah.
He's like, Mom, did you see that? Yeah. At least nobody cares.
I know. He wanted someone to like literally be like, yeah. Like, he pictures himself in an arena and he scores and the whole crowd screams.
He did it again. Okay, where's the celebration? Nothing?
Okay,
I need to teach Tucker that his team member needs a little more celebration.
Oh, car. No, reversing.
I saw a message from someone in our Instagram that said, that basically they look forward at the end of the day when like life is stressful and hard, that she finally sits down and she watches our stories and she's just like, thank you for bringing happiness and joy. I look forward to this all through the pandemic.
Aww.
And I'm like, that just brings so much. Cause I, you know what? I know exactly those people that I go to their Instagram, because when I'm ready that I want to smile, I want to laugh and I want to feel good. Like it really is. It's like a prescription. It's like, okay, go to see this person.
So glad my asshole brought so much joy to people yesterday. You know what I mean? I cannot believe I walked around with that. I must have a butt that closes, like eats it, so it didn't feel cold all day.
Oh, right.
Because then when
were you wearing a long sweater at all?
No.
So if you're watching Instagram, Kat went around all day and her house is flooded and there were workers and she had to bend over and then she ended up finding out.
I was helping Chloe. I was up and down. I was doing everything. And I was like, oh my God. I showed you the picture.
Mm.
My ass. It was my whole, it was the crack.
Well, the crack is better because it does get sucked in.
Okay. Well, yeah. So I don't know what they thought. I said to my husband, I'm like, did you not see my ass all day?
What did he say?
I was a bit busy.
You're and like, oh, is this where we're at in a relationship that you stop looking at my ass?
And then he was like, don't worry, his ass was out too. And I was like,
right.
So no big deal.
The like, Roto-Rooter's butt was out too. Yeah.
So we both had a moment where, you know, we both showed our ass for two varied. Mine was a hole. His was his.
So we were talking about, I was saying that my brother and my brother's wife lives outside the city and has all this land. And look at the little old man watching.
Yeah, it makes him happy.
Oh.
You know what?
He stopped to watch.
Yep, he's like, or he's calling 311 to report them. Either way.
and we were showing your husband pictures of the pond and how, you know, I'm like, oh, this is just how they lived with all this land. He's like, listen, I'm about to put a pool in my backyard.
He said that?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
When?
Yeah. When he was at our house 2 nights ago.
Shut up.
Yeah. He's like, before that, he goes, just think of all the things you could have if we just left the city, just not too far outside the city. We could have all this land,
okay.
a hockey rink. He goes, my hockey rink is for shooting. Look at that hockey rink. Look at that pond.
Okay.
That's where you practice hockey.
Okay. So what we're moving.
So you and I are actually moving outside the city to...
Just you and me.
Oh, no, it looks like the husbands are coming. Actually, you know what? The families are moving outside the city. We're going to keep...
my house.
You'll keep your house.
Because I got a great neighbor who drops off meals.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got a relationship to foster there.
Who's going to offer me his car and drops off meals? I mean, think we're locked and loaded, you know?
Yes. We can keep our homes, and but the husbands, they want more space for the kids.
Okay, if I was so rich, I would get a house outside the city.
For the weekends.
Yeah, for the weekends. Not a cottage.
Me
I wouldn't
too.
Go to Collingwood. I would go in, like, you know, an hour outside of the city,
yes.
And I would build, like, something. You know where's really perfect is actually...
Yeah, no. So my sister-in-law, where she lives, is like, it's like, it doesn't take even an hour to get there.
Yep.
They have acres and acres of forest.
Are we going to buy their house?
Well, it's going for sale.
Okay, let's go. We have no money, but let's tell them.
It's probably $500,000.
Let's tell them. We'll tag them.
You can...
In the
they
story.
Have apple trees.
We'll tag you all about
they
it.
They grow hops, marijuana, vegetables.
I'm sold.
They have a whole honeybee thing going on
we
there.
We have our own properties. So
and
when
the,
you want to make love on it, I cannot be in there.
Right. And the best part is there's no animals except for chickens. And we can get rid of those if everyone doesn't want to. I think the girls can take care of the chickens.
But
though.
Chickens get eaten every day. Animals
not
come
their
in.
Chickens.
Oh, they get
well, they have a nice little, they bring them in at night into their nice little thing.
Oh, so you have to put the chickens to bed and, you know what I mean?
And they lay an egg a day in all the different colors. We can get rid of the chickens if it doesn't work out.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, if the girls want to take care of the chickens, perfect.
They have a huge playhouse that you can climb. And
so are we buying this place or what? We'll tag them. Let them know. I'll give you if this.
Less than an hour. Yeah. And the whole pond.
Well, number one, if we're never traveling again, I'll go. I do like being able to hop. You know, when we used to travel, you guys, we used to, like, if we were going to New York, let's say, okay, there was a flight every hour back in the good old days. So Nat and I'd be on, like, a 7 o'clock flight. And then we'd be like, you know what? We have nothing to do. The kids are going to be picked up. Do you want to hop on a 4 o'clock flight? It would be 2:30, okay? Literally 2:30. So we would be like, let's go. If we miss it, we'll get the next one. We'll do whatever. Mm-hmm. On the way, on our app, we would change.
So fun.
We would go on standby. We'd get to the airport. We would, because we had Nexus and this other pass, we would be through in
and,
about...
So if you guys don't know how close Toronto is to New York, it's very, very
close.
It's a
45-minute flight. So we would fly through the airport, walk right up to the gate, get on the plane, and we would be I'm not joking, door to door, sometimes in 2.5 hours, mm-hmm. like maximum, mm-hmm. maximum door to door. So like from our house to our hotel. So that would be impeding. We'd have to plan a little more and we wouldn't be able to jet set like we did.
Oh, we don't live there.
Oh, Linda.
We just go there. Or the husbands like are like, yeah, let's go. Like my husband was like, hey, I want to go back to the pond, mm. to the frozen pond. Anyways, I think they get an invite for next weekend.
Do they get to sleep over?
No.
No.
No, no. It's only an hour.
It's like what I used to do.
What'd you do?
Go up for the day.
Yeah. If it's an hour, you just go for the day. I mean, it takes us an hour to get downtown with traffic.
Right. Totally.
But yeah, we could go on the weekends and I don't think the interior of the farm.
I don't care.
Who cares?
I don't care. Okay. Do you know what I grew up in? You could decor it really beautifully.
Yeah, that's true.
We could tear it down. My husband could build it with his bare
hands. Exactly.
You know, with a hammer and a nail.
I don't know if there's enough space for everyone, but yes, your husband could build. There's land
He'll build his
for
own.
Days.
You know, you can buy these houses and throw it on, like, already built. They just drop it off and you got even, it's like you go get a crane.
Prefab.
Fuck it.
Prefab house, let's go.
Let's do that. Yeah, who cares?
And they never put in a pool.
Well, we would put in
a huge pool because we have acres and acres of land.
A pool.
A huge pool.
Natalie, you're pooer.
You're pooer.
And you have a pool with your pool.
Yeah, so I guess you're getting a pool, which is, I guess it's going
to. I'll believe it when I see it. Today, right. I think we're broke today. I don't know what day it is.
It's a day. So your basement flooded?
Yeah.
And when, do you just, it's over?
No. My husband, such a long, boring story.
Okay, who cares?
Husband's like really good at like finding shit. He located it. He figured it out. He went and rented fans to dry it up really quickly.
And didn't the Roto-Rooter send a camera down, was able to see?
Yeah, and he shop backed all the water up so it didn't sit and wait. Like we have a shop vac in our fucking house, as you do. Not everyone has a shop vac sitting around.
I also have never known someone to have as many floods as you guys. Oh my God, that's a thing. Water's a thing for you. But your old house, you guys had floods all the time.
Yep.
You've already had a flood at this house. Now you have another flood. Water is a thing for you.
One's a leak, one's a flood.
I mean, same thing. Water.
No.
I mean, there's a reason he has a shop vac.
He loves shop. Oh, you can also do drywall.
Right.
He loves to drywall.
So you know what? Water is in your thing. That's why you need a pool.
Mm.
Do you see? That's what it's saying to you. Everywhere you turn, water's dripping.
Well, I'm a Pisces.
That's water.
Water sign, baby.
So the water's coming out of the sands. She used to have a chandelier that would leak on the regular.
Because the kids would dolphin dive in the bath. And kids cannot dolphin dive in the bath.
Yeah, they can dolphin dive in my bath.
No, you have a fucking leak too.
But only if you turn on one hose. Otherwise, you can dolphin dive.
Anyways, my husband said leaks or things are normal in new houses.
Oh.
Like that's, we did everything, but because we didn't tear it down, it's an old house that we like reconfigured. He's like, it's very normal.
Oh, that's a good attitude.
So this was not normal. This was the city.
Okay, not
like
normal.
That was not us. That was the city's roots were clogged.
Ow.
Who was that? You can suck it up. Go walk it off. Walk it off.
Come on, Benny.
Did someone hit it?
It hurts. Yeah, I mean, yeah, not on purpose. But the puck hit it.
Oh, rock it off.
Oh, good job.
Yeah. Okay, good job. Yeah, everyone clap.
Okay.
Take a knee, and then you get up and clap.
Oh, look, he got a penalty. He got to shoot because he got hit.
Oh, that's really, you know what?
These boys are nice boys.
Okay.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
No, life is like whatever. Everyone's like, oh my God, they're 2021. I'm like, no. Guys, here's the thing. We are not doing 2021. I am not throwing out a year in 7 days in. I'm not being 2021 is worse than 2020. We're 7 days in, everyone. Take a deep breath. It is just getting, we're clearing the shit out. You know what? December 2020 needed a little bit more time.
Yeah.
So we're clearing it out.
Right.
But just you wait, because any day now, it's the sun is shining today.
Yeah.
You know
what? Oh, man, it's going to be spring. We're like almost done January.
This is what I'm saying. It is like we are picking up pace.
Oh, can't wait for Valentine's Day.
Imagine.
I was like, my husband and I have the best Valentine's days.
What?
I'm literally counting down on my calendar.
Because, you know, there's two types of people in the world. One who I think artificially curate a life with their husbands that is so, maybe they believe it.
Yeah.
But you can't live with someone every day and like them that much, all day, every day.
So I don't know what song it was that came out, but I was on the treadmill and she's singing about 2020.
Yeah.
And I should have looked at what the song was. I'm sure I can easily find it. And I'm sure it's a popular singer because all I did was put in Justin Bieber's song and the next one came up.
Yeah.
And it was all about 20 and 20. I don't like the crumbs in your beard.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like the way you complain, but you don't do anything.
Yeah.
Like, I was listening to it. And I was like, this is every woman looking at her boyfriend and husband.
Yeah.
No. It was so funny.
Yeah, no.
And it's not meant to be like funny.
No.
It was like this singer writing during, she's like, it's been 4 months of lockdown and I can't look at you.
Yeah, no, and I'm sure they feel the same way about me. Like, it's not like I'm like, oh, you, it's like we must actually, the fact that he goes to work every day is hugely helpful. But
yeah.
I was going to say that when they do new vows, like, it's now going to be, do you take them through a pandemic over a year of every day and not leaving your house, never sharing the same space and not being able to go anywhere?
Yeah.
Do you take that?
Yeah. Now that you've experienced, like, now that, you know, these young people have experienced this, do you really want, you know, I was actually reading something, though, recently where it said that there's a lot of people who are divorcing and stuff during the pandemic, but a lot of people are getting engaged.
Yeah.
Because they're realizing, this actually is the person I want to live with for the
That's
rest of my
beautiful,
life.
Beautiful, Natalie.
Thank you.
You know, Valentine's Day. Thank you. My husband's actually, like, he's doing well today. He's actually,
oh, good.
Like, considering we had a flood.
Yeah.
But I did let him know that before the next part two, I said, you know, you need to know that I am home with these children all day by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I am a cleaning lady, a cook. Mm-hmm. I sit in the kitchen. I don't leave the kitchen for snacks. I sit there all day. So I said, you know, if we're going into a farther lockdown, I need you to be cognizant that you get to leave the house every single day.
What'd he say?
And this was a text message. I'm like, just be aware. So then the flood happened the next day. But I was like, you don't really get to be in a mood because you get to go to work every day.
Yeah, it's true. When you come home, you need to bring light because we are in a dark, dark hole. No?
I'm like, I can't handle your mood at work. If you're in a bad mood, no.
You know what? That's, you can get in a bad mood in 2022 when I'm on tour. You know what I mean?
He liked when I was on tour because he knew that it was an income.
Yeah, no, I mean, of course. It's
I
great.
I think he was like, he used to be like, go on tour.
Can you imagine
go
how
longer.
Much they're going to be go now?
How much?
They're going to be even more go now.
Go now.
They're going to be like, yeah, like we said, we are parenting abroad.
Right. we're calling it fucking in. We're calling it in from the hole.
Yeah, we're going to be, it'll be, yeah, I will do it as much as I possibly can. Just everything, every city. Sure. What? That town that has a theater of four people? Sure, I'd love to perform for them.
Max was like, he heard me talking about tour and he's like, you're going away again.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
You're going away again.
Again.
Okay. So then I was like, I don't go away, and you're not even 9 yet. I don't go away until you are in grade 4.
Right.
I don't go away until you are almost 10.
Ugh.
I don't go away for literally 11 months and 2 weeks. That's how long we haven't even been a year in COVID yet, and I still have that whole time to go till I go away. So don't you, you're going away again on me, young
don't
man.
You, don't you, you're going away me, you.
Don't you. You know what? If they were like, the borders are open, I don't even know if I'd let you know I've left.
I
I'd leave while you were sleeping.
I'm not even.
I'd end up at the airport at 1 a.m. even though my flight was 11 the next morning.
I'm not even. I would tell no. I'd be like, you know what? If they were like, the border's open, I would just take what I have and fucking run
just
to the
garbage border. Bag. Just a garbage bag of my stuff.
I would be running to the border. Yeah. I'd be like, wait for me.
Yeah. I didn't even know if I couldn't afford it. I'd put it on the credit card.
I'm not joking.
I know.
If they were like, guys, the border is open July 1st, 2021. I am buying a ticket today on July 1st. I don't even care what's going on. I'm fucking out of here. I'm going, just going for a weekend. I'm gone. Mark, good luck. I'll see you in a bit.
I still imagine that I'm going to be in the Cape this summer. My father and mother-in-law will be very early to be vaccinated.
When is it happening?
Well, I mean, they're like rounding, like, they're, I mean, your mom too.
No one's got a notification.
But they have a schedule of people.
Great. Well, there's been no schedule plan. There's been.
She hasn't had a notification. She in the city, your mother?
No. Why is she coming back to this place? For what? To look at me in a house?
She's not even allowed
to
look at you.
She even calls me. I'm like, I have nothing to tell you.
I know.
You're calling me like, what's going on? Nothing.
I know.
What are you doing? Nothing.
I know.
Call me. Let's catch up. About what?
I feel like I should start watching that Bridgerton thing.
Sexy. There's sex scenes.
I know.
Lots.
I'd like to watch it alone.
With my vibrator.
Yeah, no,
I'm going to take my time. Every time there's a sex scene, I'm going to masturbate.
Yeah.
You know what? So leave me alone.
There's only 8 episodes. It won't take long.
No, but I'm saying every time.
I know what you're saying.
4 times an hour.
Because if you watch it with your husband, you know he's getting aroused.
Oh.
Like if you watch sex scenes, right?
Yes.
So it's like, do I really want to plant that seed?
I never told you what Max said yesterday.
Uh-oh.
So there's a commercial with...
These kids don't move fast enough out of the way.
Well, good.
Okay, fine.
It's a mattress commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And it says on it, you do more than sleep on this mattress. Okay?
Oh.
And I think they're saying movie nights and spend... So Max goes, oh, I know what they're doing on that mattress.
He always catches up on the sexy ones.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
And he goes, you know, SEX, you do more than just sleep on that mattress. And I'm like this. Are you watching Pornhub too? How do you know about more than sleeping? How do you know you do it on a bed?
Oh, come on.
I'm just saying.
You think he would think you do it?
In the hospital?
That's
that one.
Which one?
The
one over there?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think he knows.
Exactly.
Anything. Yeah.
Natalie.
No.
Or like we should ask the other one. The ones that are not related to us, do they know what sex is? They're like, what are you talking about? We'll be like, Chloe knows what it is, for God's sakes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in deep trouble, you know?
Oh,
deep
that's
trouble.
Really funny. More than what you do on the...
And Chloe was there. He's like, SEX, Mom. Yeah. SEX. And I was like, this is how you are.
You know, the thing that won't happen with our kids is that they'll be at school and somebody will shock them with some new information. Like when Kristen Taylor told me about blowjobs and I was shocked. Our kids won't be shocked by anything that they hear. Do you know what I mean? That's good. You know, drugs, alcohol, sex, doing more than that on a mattress, strippers.
Wait till we tell them about a 69.
Yeah. I think our daughters know what that is, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah.
A 69.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I just do.
Let's ask.
Okay. Well, don't ask my daughter. She'll be embarrassed. Ask your daughter.
Olivia doesn't know.
I think she knows.
That you eat a vagina and suck a dick at the same time?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. I think she knows. Is one of the new ones. One of the first ones you the first naughty thing you learn.
A 69.
I think. Because it's got that number.
Is it an angle? Isn't it a 180?
What did I say?
Well, no, 69.
Yeah, you exactly. It's not an angle.
It's a line?
It's like a puzzle.
A 69?
Yeah.
And you sit on their face, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tricky.
Yeah, no, it's horrible. I don't like it. I feel very uncomfortable in that position. Very uncomfortable in that position. You know, because I don't like my butt just out there, you know?
Oh, it is so out there. Mm. That your butt is like basically on display. Like there is a spotlight on your ass.
Yeah, like the kids come in, what the fuck are you doing? The fuck is going on here?
You. Mommy has a splinter on her ass.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, she pulled her asshole. What?
I can't believe I've been caught, 3 times by TJ?
Yeah, he's getting to the point that he's no longer a baby, Natalie.
He knows it all.
He's like, I have said three times. Are you sure he's not just waiting up for you to do it so we can? None by the other ones. Three times by him. That is a little bit. Those numbers are a little bit funny.
I know.
He must hear you.
Look at these two.
He's like, Daddy is penetrating mommy. Run.
You
run.
Think those two penetrate?
Totally. Penetration is all around us, just so you know.
What do you mean?
It's everywhere.
I know.
People are penetrating everywhere.
You think they do?
Everywhere.
What do they schedule it? Don't tell me that they get horny.
The people are penetrating the most.
No, those two definitely did it last night.
The most.
Those two did it. These two. There's a couple. There's a couple walking down. They're holding hands. They. By the way,
they ask them. No. When is the last time you penetrated?
She's like, last night.
And we're going home to do it now. I can't wait.
Aw, that was a cute little love. They were young. They thought kids were cute. They're like, yeah. One day we'll have them. But they didn't say it.
I'm like, this. Watch the fuck out. What? They're not that cute.
You're going to penetrate a lot less.
Warning. If you have them, your dick will not get wet. Lindsay just cringed. She was like, Oh, cat.
No. Gross.
I love our podcast.
That's funny. Lindsay has sex. Stop it. Not appropriate.
Not.
Everybody does. Oh, I know they do. I know her because she's my neighbor. And that's a new partner for her. They've recently moved in together.
Natalie.
So they do it all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's lovely too and fun, and she has all the energy. I think she's a frisky feline.
Do you guys know that we are doing a vision board night with people online, and we're going to vision board together as a group, and we're going to stream it, and you guys are more than welcome to join. Mm-hmm. You're going to want to go to catnat.ca, mm-hmm. or actually if you go to our Instagram page, we have another business account called Social Common Collective. You can go over there. I'll tag it in
our stories
on our Instagram, and it is free tips, how to do reels, there is so much.
We're live streaming on the Instagram page.
I don't know if we're going to do a Zoom call with everybody or live stream on the... I know there's like an
invitation.
Do they
sign up? Oh, okay.
They signed up. Oh, and perfect. Lindsay has all the details. But I'm like, what a cool night for people who are wanting to think about where they want to go. But I have tried to do vision boarding online so many times.
Do you mean like on Pinterest?
Like on Pinterest or on apps. There's a bunch of apps. Not the same thing.
I know. I totally agree.
Like it is not the same.
I say, I remember when Pinterest first came out and my friends were like, oh my God, this is exactly what you've always wanted. This is what you do in real life. And I'm like, it's not the same. It's like you have to take the time. You have to really decide what you're going to put on your board. And that takes time because you have to cut it out and you have to glue it and all that.
You have to think and words speak to you. I said to someone, I don't know who I said it to, but when you're vision boarding, it's like an intuitive response to a word that you see and you're like, I want that, but you don't know you want it until you see it. Where on Pinterest, you have to go and search. So it's a very different process when you actually have magazines in front of you and then you open up.
So start collecting magazines.
Yes, start collecting magazines. It is the week of, it'll be coming out this week. So if you guys hear this on Tuesday, make sure you go, I believe it's a Thursday. I couldn't do it on Max's birthday because obviously it's Max's birthday. So that's I think it's on the 13th. So you guys need to go and sign up
So that's really great too. It just if you want inspiration in your life or if you ever want to start a business or you have a business or you're thinking about it, it can really, like so many people say that doing vision boarding can amplify actually like taking off and making things come true.
Yeah, I kind of want like a cool one that you can put up in an office and like really reflect. We haven't done one. You and I have not done one.
No, I did one in the summer. Remember?
Yeah.
I spent hours on my back porch. Hours. I just threw it out 2 days ago. But
did anything come true so far?
I didn't really look at it because I just wasn't in the mood. So Mark's like, is this garbage? I'm like, yes. But I have had ones that literally,
one we did a long time ago, it all came true.
Yeah. And every one that I've done, like before I had children or with, we used to do vision boarding night with my girlfriends and we used to do them like annually and always come true. And even I think back to some of the ones that they did before they were married and all that. And most of it all comes true if you believe in, anyways. And then the other
thing. What was that?
I was going to say, and also I was just going into like the idea of manifesting and just how I was just telling my brother how good he is at it. He basically believed so hard that something was going to happen and it happened exactly the way he thought it was going to recently.
Okay.
But my brother and I always say like we both have always had that power and he just did it again. And I was like, fucking did it again, buddy. about the sleep training, but more like specific. He was so specific in what he wanted to happen.
What was it?
To the time.
What was it?
Well, just basically she will wake up at this time. Then she's going to wake up at this time, which really doesn't follow the pattern of like the way it's supposed to go. But it's the way he believed that what he'd done in the past would lead to this. And it did.
Okay. And it worked.
Yes. And he's very good. He is very good at that.
Oh, Jesus, lady. Oh, my God. Okay, you're going in there. Okay.
Oh, now she has to turn around. He's very good at it.
She's turning around, guys. She's turning around.
And then also on that vision boarding is really, really, really fun. Oh, she look at her. She got her hair done, her makeup done. She doesn't know how to reverse.
Okay, in her Mercedes. Okay, girl, watch out. She is not a good driver, friends.
Oh, this is
no,
so cute.
No, she does not have enough room. You got this. You got this. Okay. I'm going to hit the net.
Oh, she's so cute. I'm going to be just like that when I'm old. Like, not even.
She can't even see over the steering wheel.
No.
She needs to raise her seat. Should I tell her to know that you cannot see over your hood, my friend?
And then the other thing that we're doing is we do our virtual late night lives, like we told you, with hot guys and fun and giveaways and all that.
Just
and
laughter. That, like, seriously, beyond hot guys, it is. You will laugh. Well, I can't promise you'll laugh, but
I can promise you'll laugh.
Well, people say they have never laughed so hard because it is. Oh, it's so fun.
Is it on a Thursday? Is it on
the 21st?
Oh, January 21st.
That's late night live.
Okay, so definitely go to catnat.ca and buy your ticket for that. It's $5.99, and we will bring
$6.99, but that's
$6.99, and we will bring you all the amazing guests, and we'll host a party that you deserve to kick off this year with FUN.
FUN. Yeah, no, it is. We have to get a theme going. ASAP.
Yeah, and potentially we might even reveal our vision boards to you there.
Oh, that's really fun.
Just when we're drinking, it's fun to look at our dreams.
We should do one drunk too.
Okay, a vision board drunk?
Yeah. I wonder how. But you do not look like a nice man.
Yeah, he looks like he spanks kids.
He's angry.
Yeah.
I think she should leave him.
Leave him. He's leave not him. A nice man. You don't need to be with him anymore.
No, you don't. You can leave him.
I'm sure you have a pension.
Yeah, you do. Leave him. He's, like, angry.
Yeah.
Like, come on, smile. Yeah, there's little
dude,
kids
you
having
don't
fun.
Have that much time left on this earth.
Yeah, don't.
Enjoy
come on.
The children. Anyways, guys, go to catnat.ca to follow everything that we're doing and sign up for all these amazing things. A lot of things are free. There's a teen and tween challenge going on where we're challenging you for free to reconnect with your teens.
I forgot a stick.
And then also come to our Instagram. We're going to try and make you smile.
Well, no, we're not. We will make you smile.
People say I'm the life of. That's actually a sad song. Have a great day, guys.
Have a great day.
Ciao. Thank you.